Shala bada do sada, just sing it tongues. Kale do shandala gaida ba, bala do shandala brandi kona satala, bala shada brada gaye do shada. Praise God. Okay, let's open our Bibles to Acts. Acts 17 verse 24. Okay, are we there? Let's read together. God had made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands. Glory to God. Okay, Acts 7. Acts 7, verse 47. Are we there? Okay, let's read. But Solomon built him an house. Howbeit the Most High dwelleth not in temples made with hands. As saith the prophet, heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. What house will ye build me, saith the Lord, and what is the place of my rest? So we see that in the Old Testament, the people of old, Solomon built the Lord a temple. He built the Lord a temple. But we see here that verse 24, we see that God does not dwell in temples made with hands. He doesn't dwell in temples that people built. Praise God. Now, where does he dwell in? Okay. 1 Corinthians 3. God does not dwell in temples made with hands. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 16. Are we there? Okay, it says, know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? John 14. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwells in you? John 14. Oh, glory. John 14, verse 23. Says, let's read together. And Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me and will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and will come unto him and make our abode with him. Glory to God. So the love there is simply to believe, right? You believe in the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And what happens? The Spirit of God comes and dwells in you. Praise God. It tells us, we saw clearly that he doesn't dwell in temples made with hands. So where does he dwell? We see here that we saw in 1 Corinthians 3 verse 16, he said that he dwells, that knowing you know that your body is the temple of Lord, and the Spirit of God dwells in you. Glory to God. The Spirit of God dwells in you. Just say after me, say, I'm the temple of God. The Spirit of God dwells in me. Now these are things we should rejoice over. These are things that we should rejoice over. Oh, glory to God. Oh, kana bada gado, shana bada bada. Oh, he's in me forever. He's in me forever. Oh, John 14, he said he will dwell in you for how long? Forever. 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 Oh, shana gabada. Oh, shana gabada. Just sing in tongues. Hello, shana gado. Oh, God had a plan before the world began, that he will dwell in the one who believes in Christ. He made us his home, forever to stay, never to leave. We are his house, his dwelling place. We are his house, Forever, shall I, 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 shall I
say we are.